This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Well, it's a very exciting point in the Annie Fry Show for me because, you know, we have been doing X's and O's less frequently lately because we want to make sure that when we do it, we have very special people in here to participate with us. And today is definitely one of those times. I am joined by, I would say, I don't think, Tim, it would be wrong for me to say that you are my longest friend that I've ever had. Would you say that's about right?
Yeah, I think we started hanging out in preschool.
We started hanging out in preschool, yeah. We went to a Lutheran preschool together and ended up going to through grade school, through high school, most of high school together, and then college, SIU. Yeah. And so our families have always known each other. And one of the things about that I've known about Tim and his family is they've always been involved in ministry, but also missionary work. And Tim has his better half with him today as well, which I think he'd also agree with. Nikki, his wife, is in here as well to talk to us about something that they have put together. It's really a labor of love of theirs. They've done a great job of growing this each year. So we're going to talk a little bit about an event that they have coming on that I really want you to come and check out as well. It's in Edwardsville. So Tim, first talk to me about the mission work that you've gotten partnered with, and then we'll talk about the event that you're holding that people can come and participate and support you in.
So growing up in Marine, our neighbors, probably when I was about 15, so this would be 25 years ago, they went down on a mission trip to Guatemala and then went for a week, came back, loved it, went back for a month, and then they decided to move down there, take all their kids. And since the past 25 years, they've built a hospital. She was a nurse, and he's a pilot, so they got a dirt runway. So they're down there spreading the gospel and helping out the local communities.
It's so cool because, I mean, our families, did you ever go to Honduras? Did you ever do that?
I did not.
Neither did I, but both of your parents?
I know my mom.
Your mom did. My mom did. And your brother, yeah, and I've had siblings go as well on a mission trip. I think that's through World Gospel Outreach, I think is what it's called. But there are a lot of structures that are put in place and systems that are put in place where you can get your church together and go on a mission trip and be a part of something. They're incredibly important. And those things change people's lives, certainly when they get to spend that week there. But these are people who you said, like he said, Marine, Illinois people. If you know where Marine is, you know. But these are people who you knew very personally, and then they made this their life. It's like a whole, it's the full commitment. You can't commit to something more than they have.
Yeah, and it's the local area there. It's dirt floors, no electricity, no running water in a lot of these areas. Two of the programs that we work directly with is they do a nursing program. So they offer this to local girls who they can do a two-year program, and that costs $700 to sponsor that.
So they can become a nurse, essentially, for $700?
Yes. Yeah, so they have to work with the government to get all the appropriate stuff. But yeah, it's 2 years, $700, and they train local women to be able to become nurses.
So what kind of, like for someone like that to spend 2 years to become a nurse, what kind of impact can that have on a location like that to have this trained medical professional that, I mean, $700 sounds like a book fee here, but they can get this entire education there. Like how big of an impact can a nurse make there?
Well, that it just changes lives, changes the whole area, and with them getting that hospital built, it's also drawing there's a dentist that has moved down there, so it has more draw to the area to bring other people that want to help also. And then they go out and do clinics up in the mountains where you got to have four-wheel drive vehicles, so they go up there once a week and help the local areas up there.
Have you both gone?
Yes.
Nikki, you've gone and experienced this?
Yes.
Tell me what it's like to be there as somebody who comes from, you know, the spoils of a first world country into a situation like that. What is that experience like?
Definitely made me feel bad for how much that we have. And I realized we need a lot less. Being able to go up there, I mean, without us being able to give them anything at that clinic, these women would have nothing else. So it was really impacting to see what a difference it would make in their life just by us giving the smallest amount of our time. And then knowing whenever you do donating $700, not only is that changing the life of one person, it's changing everything for their entire family.
And then the community to be able to have access to that, it really is amazing. I remember the first time you had just started doing a golf scramble for this particular mission. And how many times have you guys gone?
I've been down to Guatemala here twice. So when I was 18... when they were first starting up, and then we went 2020 right before COVID. We got back just in time.
Yeah. I would imagine that the growth is probably exponential for what you guys are able to bless people with. But talk to me about this event that is coming up on September 14th in Edwardsville. I mean, you said there's a charity golf scramble, and you said there might be a slot or two left. So if you want to golf in this, you need to get on that.
Yeah, so we're really kind of turning this into an event with a golf scramble. So we can take 14 teams. It's just 9 holes at the American Legion in Edwardsville. So we're about half full with that. So we are still taking teams, but I'm sure they'll fill quick. But the main thing is if you can just come out, we'll have music, live music from noon till 10. And then there'll be vendors. We'll have food trucks and the vendors, anybody that's there, food truck or vendor, they're all donating a percentage back, and most all these bands are donating their time, and just a lot of people coming together donating time and their efforts to make this a success.
Do you have a goal? Or are you just trying to see how God blesses you?
Last year we managed 10 grand, and we have a lot more going on this year. So we're, you know, whatever God gives us is a blessing.
So what's the best way? I know there's AdonaiInternationalMinistries.org so people can learn more about the mission that you were talking about being involved in. Bringing healthcare to these people directly is such an impactful thing that you can do. But how do you want people to find out more? I'm going to put on our Facebook page, on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page, I'm going to put the flyer up there. I'll tweet it out as well. But how do people get in contact with you? Because they can sponsor too. If they want to make a donation to be a sponsor or partner with you in this event, are you taking those sponsors? We take people's checks?
Yes, we will take checks. And it'll go directly to Adonai International Ministries. And all this goes directly to either there's a widows project and then the nursing program. But you can contact me whether you want a team. We're doing whole sponsorships, so that's $250 for a whole sponsorship, and my business is matching $50 for every $250 sponsorship. If you contact me directly, I can steer you in the right direction.
Okay. Well, we've got the flyer up on the live stream right now, and I'll make sure I put it out on all my social stuff, too. If it's something that sounds like you would like to be involved in or support, definitely come out and have a great time on September 14th at the Edwardsville American Legion. It's in Edwardsville. It's really easy to find. Come out and have a great time. If this is something that you can't attend, but you still feel and see the obvious need here in ministry that's taking place and missionary work that's taking place, stay close to my socials and I'll send this out. And then I'm just going to tell you to send Tim a big fat check so he can send it on to Guatemala and help these people, these neighbors that he had here who are now in Guatemala helping new neighbors. I think it's pretty fantastic. Have you ever done a mission trip? Have you ever done any of this?
I've only done mission trips actually within the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So we've gone into very impoverished areas a couple times. My wife has been internationally, but I have not.
Have you, Brad?
Yeah. We went down to Mexico and we helped them build an orphanage and work with some kids down there.
It's pretty amazing.
Oh, man, it's life changing. We took a youth group down there and they all came back changed. They were never the same afterwards.
There's obviously a spiritual thing that goes on there, but like Nikki, like you were saying, the experience of seeing how happy people can be with so much less.
Yeah.
And then you come home and you're like, why is there so much stuff everywhere? Don't need it. All right. Well, we're going to play X's and O's right now, and I'm going to continue to remind you to support this cause. It's a very worthy cause. I'm, like I said, I've known Tim forever, and I would never put somebody on here who wasn't doing the absolute best with their time, and Tim is 100% doing that, so, and Nikki as well. All right. Well, you guys ready to fight to the death? Yeah, I'm sorry it gets really downhill from here. All right. X's and O's. This is where I put Ryan in charge of this so I can quit working on a Friday. Go on.
That's right. But you still do have to answer questions because That's Annie true. And Brad are the experts here. Tim and Nikki are our great guests, which we're doing X's and O's. And we have great guests like you guys. So thank you for being here. What we have is a tic-tac-toe board up in the studio with 9 squares numbered 1 through 9.
Incredibly high tech.
You will each, exactly, you will each pick a square and then pick an expert, either Brad or Annie, to answer the question for you. You simply have to agree or disagree with their answer to a topic that is from current events from the last week or so. So, I'm just going to say Nikki's going to go first. That's just the way it's going to be. Timmy did a great job talking about the ministry.
It's pretty sexist to me, if you ask me, but...
But I do want to hear from Nikki as far as the game goes first, because ladies go first. So, Nikki, where do you want to start on the tic-tac-toe board?
Let's start with number one.
Top left.
Number one, and who is going to answer that question for you?
Annie.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Annie, you have found our audio whoopee of the week. We found out that, yes, indeed, and I wrote this before we talked about it on the show, so it might be a little easy.
Okay, good. I like these.
We found out that, yes, indeed, Kamala Harris has done one interview in the last 26 days.
I know.
Since Biden dropped out.
Super cuddly.
And the campaign released a trailer of the interview. Yes, a movie trailer of the one interview.
With?
Yesterday, Kamala Harris...
I called you, Tim. Tim.
Yes.
You didn't answer, Tim.
I know.
What happened?
The most important call of my life. It popped up, and we didn't recognize the caller ID, and it went to voicemail.
That is Tim Grodefint.
That was Kamala talking to you, Tim.
How ironic that he's here.
It's really amazing that we've booked such a great guest. Good job, Brad.
We wanted to get the first interview after the interview.
Right. So the question is, who did Kamala Harris finally sit down for an interview with?
That masculine man, Governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz.
Nikki, agree or disagree?
Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Thank you.
That is correct.
Thanks. There you go. So you get to pick an X or an O and put it up in square one. What are you picking, Tim?
Always the X. Always the X first. Nobody ever picks the O's, Tim. Sorry. But you are O's.
Four. That's like when turn. Joe Biden picked Luigi in Mario Kart.
Yeah.
That's how you knew. That's when we knew.
All right, Tim.
4 is my lucky number. It might not be the best.
4 is your lucky number. All right.
Middle left.
All right. And who is answering for you?
I will take Brad.
All right. Let's do this, Tim.
Brad, you have stumbled into AI. This is a real clip from the week run through artificial intelligence. So it's a real quote, but it won't sound like the person saying it. Tell me who said this.
That angst that J.D. Vance talks about in Hillbilly Elegy? None of my hillbilly cousins went to Yale.
Who said that,
oh,
Brad?
Oh, man. Well, I'm going to go with Annie's answer of that masculine man, Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota.
Seems pretty confident.
You can't just make all the answers, Tim.
Wouldn't that be kind of fun, though, if it was?
I'm calling you on this.
Hey, that was question number 2.
I know. We're 2 for 2.
I'm going to agree.
Well, Tim, here's who said that.
That angst that J.D. Vance talks about in Hillbilly Elegy, none of my hillbilly cousins went to Yale.
I would like him to name his hillbilly cousins.
I would too. Your hillbilly cousins in northern Minnesota?
Yeah. Such a caricature.
They're probably all named Tim.
Nobody calls people from Minnesota hillbillies.
Unless you think it'll get you votes.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The next answer to the question is Tim Walz. Which box do you want to go to next, guys?
Wait, he gets an O.
I know. I'm just...
4.
4
put,
is it?
Put
4
your
is
circle
an O.
In there, Tim.
Go ahead and put O in 4. And then, Nikki, where do you want to go?
Number 5, of course.
Okay, the answer is Tim Walz.
Center square.
Tim Walz. I don't know.
I changed it up a little bit to, you know, throw a wrench in things. All right, did you say number 5?
Yeah.
All right, who's answering?
Annie.
Okay.
Annie, comedian Tim, again, I can't believe this.
Yes, you can.
Comedian Tim Heidecker did a fake audition to play J.D. Vance on SNL by wearing eyeliner and talking about Diet Mountain Dew. But a bigger headline was that a very famous comedian turned down an invitation to play Vance's counterpart, Tim Walls, on SNL, telling Lorne Michaels, quote, "Sorry, I don't do impressions." Who turned down SNL's offer to play Tim Walls?
Ooh, I have no idea.
These are all about Tim Walls. Who came up with these? I'm just looking around the room.
Ew. Who would be a good guess? I don't know. Nate Bargatze.
Okay. Nate Bargatze.
I don't think that's right. You should disagree.
I'll just disagree.
Nikki, that is correct. It was, does anybody know? Steve Martin.
Oh my gosh, I was going to guess
Steve
him.
Steve Martin, because he has a resemblance.
No, he's not. He's just like the only old white guy that would probably come back and
has white hair. Like, that's it. But he's like, no, I'm not going to do it. I don't do impressions.
All right, Nikki is threatening, so we should take a break so people still listen.
Yeah, don't go anywhere.
All right, you guys doing okay? All right, yeah. They're just nodding their heads. I am sharing on the break here the flyer for this event. So please consider supporting Tim and Nikki and this effort to help these folks in Guatemala. It is the simplest check that you can write today, or just come out and hear some great music and play some golf. Snag one of those last spots left on that golf tournament. We're going to be right back with the rest of X's and O's in just a minute. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Got my friends Tim and Nikki in studio with us, and I just put it up on Facebook, so make sure you go find the Annie Fry Show Facebook page to learn more about this amazing ministry that they support and this missionary work that they support. Tim, just one more time, people can participate in this event September 14th to, it's a music festival, there's a charity golf scramble to begin with. Tell us a little bit more about when and where and what people can do to enjoy this.
Music will start at noon, and there'll be, food trucks, and the music will go till 10. So we'll have different food vendors coming and going, and different vendors, whether it be boutiques or and then there'll be a silent auction and all sorts of stuff that you can participate in that day.
Perfect. September 14th. It's an all day thing. All proceeds go to benefit Adonai International Ministries.
Correct?
All right. Okay, back to the bloodbath.
All right.
Wait, it's tied. No, it's Tim's turn.
It's Tim's turn, and if he gets this, it'll be tied. Nobody's missed a question yet.
Okay.
But Take Nikki it. Is winning currently, and I want to acknowledge that. All right, Tim, where do you want to go?
The nine spot.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense for the block. Okay. Number nine, and who is your expert?
I will stick with Brad.
It's like Brad. Boys versus girls.
All right, yeah, here we go.
That's kind of feel that way. Brad, I'm rooting for you guys, by the way. You know why? I'm a boy.
He keeps telling people. I don't know why he feels the need, but go on.
Beto O'Rourke is saying Texas is in play for candidate Kamala Harris. Of course, Beto O'Rourke also said Texas was in play for candidate Beto O'Rourke, who is not a U.S. senator. What year did Beto run for Senate in Texas?
Mm. Oh, man. Okay. He ran against Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is running now. So now minus six would be 2018. I'm going to go with 2018.
I'm going to agree.
Tim, he really walked through that very well.
Good.
Good job.
He convinced me.
Yeah, he convinced me, and I had
history
the answer.
History and math all at the same time.
It was great. You should have been here yesterday. He was on fire.
I would have liked to have been. Did you guys just do math problems?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, for the 2 o'clock.
It was like math and marks.
Math and Marxism. Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of what we should have called 2 o'clock hour yesterday.
Good alliteration.
Nikki, he just blocked you. Now what are you going to do?
Say again.
I'm going to pick number three.
Number three. Number three, who is your expert?
Oh, Annie.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
All right, Annie.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Cruise put on a Mission Impossible stunt show at the Olympic closing ceremonies. Even
Scientology.
At Nikki? Agree or disagree? Even at 62 years old, yeah. By the looks of the cover art, Mission Impossible stopped numbering their movies at 5.
Yeah, it's when I stopped caring too.
Mm-hmm. Choosing to just name them individually now, mm-hmm. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning came out last year. The next one is scheduled to come out next year. What number in the Mission Impossible series is the latest movie, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning, Part 1?
The one that has just happened?
The one that just came out last year.
Well, there's at least 5. And then the boys got tired with numbers. 11.
Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 is number 11. Agree or disagree?
I'm going to disagree because we quit caring after 5.
Yeah, there are a lot of other numbers out there it could be.
That is solid logic, and that is the correct answer. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 is number 7.
Okay.
And then number 8 will be next year.
That's how that works.
Yeah. Well, they're releasing them pretty close together, is my point. So, okay. Tim, making things pretty tough. And that was a tough question,
smart
too.
Lady.
So I really thought that might go the other way. But now you are up against the wall here. What are you going to do? Because there's 2 ways she could go.
Yeah, I'm going to go 7.
Smart
okay,
move.
Number 7. That gives you a shot. That's a good move. Okay, number 7. You got to get it right, though. Who is your expert?
I'm sticking with boys versus girls.
All right.
This is just like when we were 3.
This is so much more pressure now. It's not just Tim, but it's like the weight of men everywhere.
It's all masculinity, including me, you, J.D. Vance, and Tim Walz.
That's a crowded room.
It is, very. All right. You said number 7. So you have stumbled into AI once again.
AI.
Another real clip run through AI won't sound like the person. Tell me who said this.
I don't want to, you know, belabor this, but one interview before the end of the month, I mean, that's not a lot. I mean, can you commit to a press conference before the end of the month?
Ooh.
Brad.
That is journalist, quote unquote, Jim Acosta.
I'm going to agree.
Here's the right answer.
I don't want to, you know, belabor this, but one interview before the end of the month. I mean, that's not a lot.
I didn't hear that.
Can you commit to a press conference yesterday? Before the end of the month?
It was yesterday. Yeah, he had a campaign spokesman on and absolutely, like, 2 or 3 minutes grilled this guy. You're not doing interviews. Yeah. Why isn't she doing anything? And he's like, well, we're doing a whole lot. We're not doing any interviews or press conferences, though. No. But we are doing a lot. Will you commit to it? We'll commit to doing a lot. That was the summation of it.
Doing the work.
Yeah. Yeah. So in other words, they're not going to be doing any interviews or press conferences, mm-mm. just so you know. And if they do, they'll be very, very mild. All right, Tim, for the block, that worked. So now what happens, Nikki?
I'm going to go for the win with number 2.
Okay. Ooh. For the first tic-tac-toe, because we keep playing. Mm-hmm. All right, number 2, who's your expert?
Annie.
Oh, okay.
Shocker.
Girl power.
All right, Annie.
That's what I'm all about.
The star of a new biopic on Ronald Reagan told Joe Rogan that Big Tech is censoring ads for the film. Fox News reports that the movie titled Reagan is set to be released on August 30th. Who plays Ronald Reagan?
Randy Quaid. Is not the right answer because he is the crop duster, and I mean that in the most literal sense, boys.
Uh-huh. Ryan's the office. Careful now. You got a letter about this.
Yeah, Ryan's the office crop duster.
I'm talking about actual crop dusters.
I am too.
So I don't think you are.
Okay, set the record straight. I am talking about farts. And you got a letter saying, lay off of the farts.
I'm going to get another letter, but it's going to take about 2 weeks to get here.
It'll be from farmers, lay off the crop dusting.
I believe it. You're asking who plays Reagan, correct?
Yes.
Dennis Quaid.
I agree.
That is correct.
Yeah!
Man, you guys are all nailing it. All right. These are not the easiest questions either. All right, there's the first tic-tac-toe of the game.
All right.
Tim, you've played this very well, though, because you blocked her in one sense, but then you opened up the chance for you to get a tic-tac-toe and tie the game right now. So I assume you're going to go with...
I will take eight.
Number eight. And I assume you're going to go with...
Brad.
Brad, you have found our second audio whoopee.
Whoopee.
J.D. Vance and Donald Trump have been doing every press conference that they can find, and they're talking policy. Vance suggested a child tax credit expansion.
So tell me specifically what you want to do to expand the child care tax credit, because it's like $2,000 per kid right now.
Well, I think one of the things that you can do is make it bigger per child. I think we'd love to see it at a higher dollar value. And again, President Trump and I have proposed that. I mean, look, I'd love to see a child tax credit per child, but you, of course, have to work with Congress to see how possible and viable that is.
What does J.D. Vance want to raise the child tax credit to?
$5,000.
$1 million.
$1 million per child.
That's probably, Kamala's like, I'll see his five.
You already know what happened then, didn't you? Kamala came out and said, well, I'm going to up it. That's my policy now.
Hey!
$5,000?
Tim, agree?
He seemed pretty confident. I'm going to agree.
Here is the answer.
I mean, look, I'd love to see a child tax credit that's $5,000 per child, but you, of course, have to work with Congress.
There you go. And of course, the news, this broke today, that she released her economic policy and she said, I want a child tax credit too. I want one that's $6,000.
Did she?
She really did.
Did she say
that? Yes. I kid you not. That really is
Trump's
part of her policy.
Trump's going to come out with $5,500.
Oh, yeah? well, ours is $7,000 now.
I bet you, Donald, I bet you Kamala Harris's has income earning restrictions that Trump's J.D. Vance proposal didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that Kamala Harris doesn't know that.
I agree.
All right, Nikki, this is the way we like it. Now, each of you has a tic-tac-toe.
This is good.
You've played this very, very well.
Yeah.
And we are down to the last square of the game, which will be the tiebreaker. So, number six, who do you want... Because there's actually an even number here. Who do you want to be your expert?
Annie.
All right.
Okay, Annie.
Tim knows this sucks for him.
I really like that it's come down to this. I really don't know that this is an easy question, but
no.
It's gettable.
Is this about music?
No, it's not. It's another Olympic question.
Okay, that's not good for me either.
The games are now behind us. The USA fared well, finishing with the most overall medals, but tied with China for the most gold. How many gold medals did the USA and China get?
Together?
Well, you can give me together or separate, either way. How about separate? We'll just make it clear.
19.
19 golds.
I disagree.
Is that high or low?
That's
don't
a lot of
know.
Gold records. But would that win the Olympic total?
I don't know. I
you don't know?
No, I literally don't know.
Nikki?
It sounds like the answer is a no.
I'm definitely going to
disagree. You can take the win.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead. You got it. You got it, Nikki. Good job.
Tic-tac-toe. A winner.
Does anybody know the answer?
Is it 40?
It's 40. It's 40. 80 total. Yeah, 80 together. Exactly.
We got 80 golds? No, 40 each.
40 each. Yeah. Nikki is rolling her eyes at you.
No, she should be happy that I was so off that it couldn't have even been construed close to the truth.
That was a well-played game.
Yeah, good
job,
guys. That's as even Stevens as a tic-tac-toe game can get.
Yes, it is.
You can fight for the rest of the day as to how it should have been you, because you should have gone first, Tim, but Nikki went first, and so she got
ladies
the tiebreaker.
First.
There you go. All right. Well, Tim and Nikki, thank you for coming
in
here.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. I want to encourage you to check out that September 14th event. It's at the Edwardsville American Legion, and I'm sharing it with y'all right now. It is 11 a.m. is registration for the golf scramble, but you got to get your spot reserved. They're going to have a award set reception. There's a music festival. You said the music starts at noon?
At noon.
At noon?
We'll go through 10. We have, what, 4 or 5 bands?
Free entry, food truck, silent auction. All proceeds go to benefit Adonai International Ministries. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Tell me once again where this is. September 14th.
Edwardsville American Legion.
Edwardsville American Legion. Okay.
Yes.
When I heard all the bands, I'm like, man, that's an event.
It took me that long to sell it to you.
Well, I was listening, but I was also writing things down.
They're in the room with us right now.
Tim, can you tell me once again what this event is?
Just check the podcast. My dear friend Tim and his beautiful wife Nikki in here with us to play X's and O's and talk to us about something great and selfless that they're doing, and we wanted to make sure we shared it with you. So thank you guys. Always good to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back with the results of today's YouTube live chat poll in a minute. Don't go away.
Donald Trump is not a convicted felon. You are not a convicted felon until you have been sentenced. He has not been sentenced yet, so therefore, he cannot be called a convicted felon. Thanks.
That's Cheryl, and she left us a message. How did she get us that message? It was magic.
Well, two ways. One is magic. Number two,
if that
is,
doesn't work for you,
yeah. And if you don't participate in magic, we don't dabble. We are Christians. Why is this happening?
So bad.
It's Friday. It's almost 3.
Yeah, I know. Pretty soon, Steve's gonna be like, "Your show's about 30 minutes too long." And be like, "No, that's Ryan's."
Mark
part
Reardon,
of the show.
Starting now at 2:30. That you go to the Odyssey app, you click on 97.1. So just like you would normally listen to 97.1 on the app, or if you don't have it, download it.
Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y.
That's right. Odyssey.com. You download the app, and you can get every station in the country on there, but listen to 97.1, and as you are, you will see the microphone in the bottom right corner there next to the Listen Live button. So look for that microphone. You just hit it. It'll start recording whatever you want to say, and then you hit it to stop, and it'll send it to us.
You excited about this new feature?
We enjoyed it yesterday. It wasn't even intended to be funny, but I'll take the laugh. I guess when you build up a reputation, you know? People just like, oh, what she said was funny. I was like, oh, I didn't really mean for it to be, but okay, hey, I'm goofy.
What kind of reputation do you think you've built up here, sir?
Just kind of a fun, you know, kind of a funny guy.
Yeah, that's what I think. Now I need you to go into the Odyssey app and tell me what kind of reputation you think that Ryan Wiggins has.
I want to hear about Brad and Annie's reputations.
No. Do you have access to these clips?
Yeah.
Do I?
Probably. I don't know.
I don't want to.
Okay.
I want to know that they can happen. Do you have them?
I have them. Yeah.
So if people send these to you, I can't weed out the mean ones if they sent, not that they would send me.
Oh, I can see everything. I can see the morning shows. You can see our show. You can see my show. See Mark Reardon's. Dana Lash keeps hers private. That's not true.
Okay, Kevin. What did she call you?
Kyle. It was Kyle.
You are such a Kyle.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was on maternity leave.
But she got my last name right.
I was on maternity leave, and it was like right the day after I got home from the hospital, everything on the station decided, we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to do something else. And my,
at least noon to 3
my,
was.
It was just my show. It just felt very in my lane.
Yeah.
And so Ryan had to help me out, and he did. And he was very generous and kind to do so, as did Dana Lash. We ran her show during this slot, which is when it airs live. We aired a portion of Ryan Wiggins.
Well, that's what's funny is that it was partially Dana Lash.
Aired partial show of the Dana show, which originally began in this time, I guess on Sundays, but this time slot on 97.1 specifically is where Dana Lash started, right here on 97.1 in this spot. And so we put her on during my spot, and we, as a station, elected to have her do some promos that would really goose you up there and make you look really, really big and important. So she said what?
So at the end of the summer, I was doing part of the show and Dana was doing part of your show. And so they're like, how about if we have Dana promote Ryan? Ryan can always promote Dana. And I was like, well, that's great. I'll do that. And so we got back some liners from her and they were like, listened right before my show on the Annie Fry show for Kyle Wiggins. And I was like, man, I think I've made it, you guys. This is great.
That was so
She got half my name right. And I couldn't be more thrilled.
The whole thing.
Yeah. I made them into actual promos, too.
Yeah. I think that might have been a part of a reel of something that the show has won an award for. Possibly.
I think that sounds familiar. It's been a while.
Oh, man. The YouTube live chat poll for today. Do you or anyone you know suffer from TDS? Yes, I suffer from TDS. Yes, people I know suffer from TDS. Or no, I don't know anyone. Your response to this one, Brad, what do you think?
Yeah, I know people that suffer from TDS. It's kind of unfortunate. I wish it wasn't the case because it would make being friends with them a lot easier. But it's still, I'm going to be friends with them.
Alex says, and I'm not going to put their name up because this person says, my wife can get visibly upset when even discussing Trump. I am a Trump supporter, so we basically cancel each other's presidential vote out. Thank you for that. Dirk said, no, I don't personally know anyone with TDS. I do know folks with IDS, ignorance derangement syndrome. They won't vote for ignorance like Harris and Walls. Okay. Let's see here. Charlie says, I have TDS, total Donald supporter.
Mm-hmm. It's what I order when I go to a restaurant. The duck soup. And I just shorten it. Yeah.
To TDS?
Yeah.
Okay. Stringer said, think about the lows you have to sink to defend this man. It's destroyed the conservative movement. It's always rich when people who are not in the conservative movement tell you about how the conservative movement is being destroyed. Sometimes it's almost an indication that it's as strong as it's ever been. Frank said, I personally know several recovering TDS sufferers. That's pretty exciting. Do you know anybody in your life? It doesn't have to be TDS level, but do you know anyone in your life that has made the about face on Donald Trump, or even the other way, where they used to be huge supporters and now they're like, mm-mm, can't.
I don't really know anybody who's gone the opposite direction. I do know people who, here's a weird one, because it's somebody who is a conservative friend of mine. I talk to him all the time, and he's conservative enough that I don't think he's ever not voted Republican, but he just did not like Trump. And he talked negatively about Trump more than he talked positively, even though he's probably voting for him. After the assassination attempt, that guy was like, look, I am on board. That dude, they are trying to take that dude out. And I have never been more on board with Donald Trump. And coming out of his mouth, I was shocked.
I'm always amazed at how many people who criticize Donald Trump, you know, specifically, we have a very non-objective slice of people in our YouTube chat every day, like as a profile of the electorate. We've, of course, got people who are passionate about politics, who listen to the show with regularity. So they're informed to whatever extent, whether it's they want to know what we think or what the news is, or they want to know what we think because they completely disagree with everything we do and say, and they're doing some oppo research. But the people who really detest Donald Trump really spin their wheels uselessly on deception every day. That there might be some things, you know, I would look at somebody who comes out and says, I think that it's outrageous that in this civilized country, the United States of America, I think it's outrageous, they might say, that we don't have health care provided to us, blah, blah, blah. I completely disagree with that, but I could see how somebody might think that there's a system that is better for everybody if you do that. Yes, you have to pretty much start taking control of everybody's assets to do it, but it's a bridge they're willing to cross. I'm not. But if you have a policy position on that, okay. But they always lay the foundation on the shifting sands of, like what caller Linda reached out to us today, just couldn't have set up a better first call for our Friday afternoon phone calls, to have somebody call in and say, people accuse me of having TDS, but I don't know if I do. Why don't you let me? And then she just basically gave the Mayo Clinic version of TDS. And it's like, yeah, that's it. But the lies, I mean, even if you've got things, Donald Trump has lots of unsavory things in his past. I don't know many people who have none, but Donald Trump has his fair share. I do wholeheartedly, in my heart of hearts, believe that Donald Trump is a good man. That will shake people, what's literally shaking at the core, whatever they say on Twitter. I actually think he's a good man. I think he's a broken sinner of a man, but I would consider myself to be the same thing. I don't understand why, if you're trying to really persuade me to see your side of things, why you would start with so many provable lies.
Yeah, it's a very good point. Even if your policy issue is, you know what, I really think the greatest threat to mankind is climate change. We're all going to die. I want to vote for a party that's going to take that seriously. If you led with that, I would think, you know what, I disagree with your policy, but we could talk about these things. And that's the way we used to be. People used to lead with policy. When you talk about Donald Trump, the first thing they're going to say is something along the lines of, it's not always this thing, but along the lines of, I can't vote for a racist.
Yeah.
It's all just personal attacks that have nothing to do with electing a policy head.
I think Donald Trump is a good person. And I don't think there is an ounce of racism in his body. Do you agree?
I agree with that 100%.
I haven't seen anything that would suggest that there is. Now, that's going to make people blow up, too, because they're going to pull some quotes. But if you're going to talk about Charlottesville or some of these things that gets pulled up a lot, you're quoting them out of context, and you've been told that, and you still do it.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%, Ryan. Usually, whenever you find something... The thing about it was that was the default setting for Democrats whenever they complained about any Republican.
Yeah. Well, the YouTube poll is over 250 votes today on a Friday. That's pretty high for a Friday. Thanks for participating with us. Do you or anyone you know suffer from TDS? We have 5% of people who raised their right hand and said, I suffer from TDS. 5%. All right. 21% said they don't know anyone. And 74% of y'all said, yeah, I know people. Hang in there. And remember, the people in your life are more important than politics. Be loving, be kind, be open-minded, and be principled. You can do all those things at the same time. Mark Reardon show up next. Hold a minute. Don't go away.
Donald Trump is not a convicted felon. You are not a convicted felon until you have been sentenced. He has not been sentenced yet, so therefore, he cannot be called a convicted felon. Thanks.
That's Cheryl, and she left us a message. How did she get us that message? It was magic.
Well, two ways. One is magic. Number two
is... doesn't work for you.
Yeah, and if you don't participate in magic, we don't dabble. We are Christians. Why is this happening?
So bad.
It's Friday. It's almost 3.
Yeah, I know. Pretty soon, Steve's going to be like, your show's about 30 minutes too long. I'll be like, no, that's Ryan's
Mark
part
Reardon,
of the show.
Starting now at 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the Odyssey app. You click on 97.1. So just like you would normally listen to 97.1 on the app, or if you don't have it, download it.
Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y.
That's right. Odyssey.com. You download the app, and you can get every station in the country on there, but you listen to 97.1, and as you are, you will see the microphone in the bottom right corner there next to the Listen Live button. So look for that microphone. You just hit it. It'll start recording whatever you want to say, and then you hit it to stop, and it'll send it to us.
You excited about this new feature?
We enjoyed it yesterday. It wasn't even intended to be funny, but I'll take the laugh. I guess when you build up a reputation, you know? People are just like, oh, what she said was funny. I was like, oh, I didn't really mean for it to be, but okay, hey, I'm goofy.
What kind of reputation do you think you've built up here, sir?
Just kind of a fun, you know, kind of a funny guy.
Yeah, that's what I think. Now I need you to go into the Odyssey app and tell me what kind of reputation you think that Ryan Wiggins has.
I want to hear about Brad Nanny's reputation.
No. Do you have access to these clips?
Yeah.
Do I?
Probably. I don't know.
I don't want to.
Okay.
I want to know that they can happen. Do you have them?
I have them. Yeah.
So if people send these to you, I can't like weed out the mean ones if they sent not that they would send me.
Oh, I can see everything. I can see the morning shows. I can see our show. I can see my show. See Mark Reardon's. Dana Lash keeps hers private. That's not true.
Okay, Kevin. What did she call you?
Kyle. It was Kyle.
You are such a Kyle.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was on maternity leave.
But you got my last name right.
I was on maternity leave, and it was like right the day after I got home from the hospital, everything on the station decided, we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to do something else. And
noon to 3
my,
was.
It was just my show. It just felt very in my lane.
Yeah.
And so Ryan had to help me out, and he did. And he was very generous and kind to do so, as did Dana Lash. We ran her show during this slot, which is when it airs live. We aired a portion of Ryan Wiggins.
Well, that's what's funny is that it was partially Dana Lash.
Aired a partial show of The Dana Show, which originally began in this time, I guess on Sundays, but this time slot on 97.1 specifically is where Dana Lash started, right here on 97.1 in this spot. And so we put her on during my spot, and we, as a station, elected to have her do some promos that would really, like, goose you up there and make you look really, really big and important. So she said what?
So at the end of the summer, I was doing part of the show and Dana was doing part of your show. And so like, how about if we have Dana promote Ryan, and Ryan can always promote Dana? And I was like, well, that's great. I'll do that. And so we got back some liners from her, and they were like, listened right before my show on the Annie Fry Show for Kyle Wiggins. And I was like, man, I think I've made it, you guys. This is great.
That was so
worth. She got half my name right, and I couldn't be more thrilled.
The whole thing.
Yeah. I made them into actual promos, too.
Yeah. I think that that might have been a part of a reel of something that the show has won an award for. Possibly.
I think that sounds familiar. It's yeah. been a while.
Oh, man. The YouTube live chat poll for today. Do you or anyone you know suffer from TDS? Yes, I suffer from TDS. Yes, people I know suffer from TDS. Or no, I don't know anyone. Your response to this one, Brad, what do you think?
Yeah, I know people that suffer from TDS. It's kind of unfortunate. I wish it wasn't the case because it would make being friends with them a lot easier. But it's still, I'm going to be friends with them.
Alex says, and I'm not going to put their name up because this person says, my wife can get visibly upset when even discussing Trump. I am a Trump supporter, so we basically cancel each other's presidential vote out. Thank you for that. Dirk said, no, I don't personally know anyone with TDS. I do know folks with IDS, Ignorance Derangement Syndrome. They won't vote for ignorance like Harris and Walls. Okay. Let's see here. Charlie says, I have TDS, total Donald supporter.
Mm-hmm. It's what I order when I go to a restaurant. The duck soup. And I just shorten it. Yeah.
To TDS?
Yeah.
Okay. Stringer said, think about the lows you have to sink to defend this man. It's destroyed the conservative movement. It's always rich when people who are not in the conservative movement tell you about how the conservative movement is being destroyed. Sometimes it's almost an indication that it's as strong as it's ever been. Frank said, I personally know several recovering TDS sufferers. That's pretty exciting. Do you know anybody in your life? It doesn't have to be TDS level, but do you know anyone in your life that has made the about face on Donald Trump, or even the other way, where they used to be huge supporters and now they're like, mm-mm, can't.
I don't really know anybody who's gone the opposite direction. I do know people who, here's a weird one, because it's somebody who is a conservative friend of mine. I talk to him all the time. And he's conservative enough that I don't think he's ever not voted Republican, but he just did not like Trump. And he talked negatively about Trump more than he talked positively, even though he's probably voting for him. After the assassination attempt, that guy was like, look, I am on board. That dude, they are trying to take that dude out. And I have never been more on board with Donald Trump. And coming out of his mouth, I was shocked.
I'm always amazed at how many people who criticize Donald Trump, you know, specifically, we have a very non-objective slice of people in our YouTube chat every day, like as a profile of the electorate. We've, of course, got people who are passionate about politics, who listen to the show with regularity. So they're informed to whatever extent, whether it's they want to know what we think or what the news is, or they want to know what we think because they completely disagree with everything we do and say, and they're doing some oppo research. But the people who really detest Donald Trump really spin their wheels uselessly on deception every day. That there might be some things, you know, I would look at somebody who comes out and says, I think that it's outrageous that in this civilized country, the United States of America, I think it's outrageous, they might say, that we don't have health care provided to us, blah, blah, blah. I completely disagree with that, but I could see how somebody might think that there's a system that is better for everybody if you do that. Yes, you have to pretty much start taking control of everybody's assets to do it, but it's a bridge they're willing to cross. I'm not. But if you have a policy position on that, okay. But they always lay the foundation on the shifting sands of, like what caller Linda reached out to us today, just couldn't have set up a better first call for our Friday afternoon phone calls, to have somebody call in and say, people accuse me of having TDS, but I don't know if I do. Why don't you let me? And then she just basically gave the Mayo Clinic version of TDS. And it's like, yeah, that's it. But the lies, I mean, even if you've got things, Donald Trump has lots of unsavory things in his past. I don't know many people who have none, but Donald Trump has his fair share. I do wholeheartedly, in my heart of hearts, believe that Donald Trump is a good man. That will shake people, what's literally shaking at the core, whatever they say on Twitter. I actually think he's a good man. I think he's a broken sinner of a man, but I would consider myself to be the same thing. I don't understand why, if you're trying to really persuade me to see your side of things, why you would start with so many provable lies.
Yeah, it's a very good point. Even if your policy issue is, you know what, I really think the greatest threat to mankind is climate change. We're all going to die. I want to vote for a party that's going to take that seriously. If you led with that, I would think, you know what, I disagree with your policy, but we could talk about these things. And that's the way we used to be. People used to lead with policy. When you talk about Donald Trump, the first thing they're going to say is something along the lines of, it's not always this thing, but along the lines of, I can't vote for a racist.
Yeah.
It's all just personal attacks have nothing to do with electing a policy head.
I think Donald Trump is a good person, and I don't think there is an ounce of racism in his body. Do you agree?
I agree with that 100%.
I haven't seen anything that would suggest that there is. Now, that's going to make people blow up, too, because they're going to pull some quotes. But if you're going to talk about Charlottesville or some of these things that gets pulled up a lot, you're quoting them out of context, and you've been told that, and you still do it.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%, Ryan. Usually, whenever you find something... The thing about it was, that was the default setting for Democrats whenever they complained about any Republican.
Yeah. Well, the YouTube poll is over. 250 votes today on a Friday. That's pretty high for a Friday. Thanks for participating with us. Do you or anyone you know suffer from TDS? We have 5% of people who raised their right hand and said, I suffer from TDS.
Thank
5%.
You.
All right. 21% said they don't know anyone. And 74% of y'all said, yeah, I know people. Hang in there. And remember, the people in your life are more important than politics. Be loving, be kind, be open-minded, and be principled. You can do all those things at the same time. Mark Reardon Show up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.